next case. Case number 11,203. A variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Well, gentlemen, there was a lot of presentation on this, and what I've seen in my case, in my opinion, is that it's been approved by the swimming pool was approved. The 3.7-foot variance, I would say, approved that because of the fact that it was there when the applicant bought it, I believe. Is that right? When he bought the property. And it also, I have a CO here made from, not a CO, a CC, correct myself, by Planning and Zoning that has approved that. And I think maybe I'm going right at this point to make a motion. 11,203, approve this portion.
Just the swimming pool?
No, I'm going to.
The shed too?
No, I'm going to approve that now. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do right now.
Oh. You said you were going to make a motion.
No, I'm going to make a motion that we 11,203 that we approve the 3.7-foot variance from the required 6-foot rear yard setback for the above ground pool with attached deck because
but not for the shed,
right?
Let me read the reason I'm doing the approval first. Because the uniqueness of the property was done for the approval. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The hardship has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimal that will afford relief for the above ground pool. And also request that we deny the 5-foot variance for the shed because he wanted a 0 setback. I deny that because I believe the unnecessary hardship and this exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve on case number 11,203 set the 3.7-foot variance for the pool and the deck, and we deny the 5-foot variance for the shed. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,203 is approved for the following reasons. Okay, gentlemen, that 4-1. What is it? Or 4-0 or 4-1. We're getting ready to. So, gentlemen, let's see. That takes care of all the old business. So, what I'm going to do now is recess the board for about 10.